Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Barrow. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Line. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is hit by the pitch. Philly moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Line is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Line hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Byrne reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Byrne moves to third. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0-for-1 in the game. Juist hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly is hit by the pitch. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Arft moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Arft moves to third. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long now playing first base. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Majeski moves to third. Klein moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrow hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. Philly moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Fain moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Byrne. Fain moves to third. Klein moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 2 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 2 in the game. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-3 in the game. Juiced takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Juiced moves to second. Bobby Hogue now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Juiced. The throw from Lawler and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Juiced scores. Clark moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fain is walked intentionally. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Marsh hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Klein hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-3 in the game. Fowler hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. 1 out. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Bobby Hogue. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Sacecki now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-4 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Barrow fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Upton pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Upton moves to third. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Matt Batts pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrow is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.